Jack, you're not going to start a trip with a face like that, are you?
I'm not going to start any trip until your mother gets down here. Now go and tell her she's holding up medical progress.
Again?
Go on.
Hey, Mom, hurry up.
I'm hurrying as fast as I can. Honestly, going anywhere with your father is like going to a fire. Where's my blue purse?
Mother, there's somebody on our line.
I'm trying to use this line.
Daddy, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, it's Daddy.
Sick, I'm trying to use the phone.
Well, Daddy, I'm trying to call Mrs. Morley.
Mary, Mrs. Morley can wait. I'm trying to call the Glenwood Medical Center to tell them I'm going to be late. Now, will you please get off the...
Daddy, you're so excited. Oh, you found it. Mother.
Why do we have to have Mrs. Morley stay with us? You're only going to be gone one day and one night.
Honey, we can't leave the whole responsibility of the house to you.
Donna, what's going on up there?
Honey, go down and calm your father for me, please.
Mother, here I am nearly 18 years old. A lot of girls my age are married and running their own homes by now.
Shower cap.
What are they doing up there?
Well, Mary's trying to convince Mom that we shouldn't have Mrs. Morley stay with us while you guys are gone.
Well, all right. You kids are old enough to manage by yourselves.
Well, it's not that, Dad. Mary wants to run the house. I tell you, she's got a power complex.
Well, let her run it.
Dad, that's like selling me into slavery.
Alex, we can't get Mrs. Morley on the phone, and I think Mary has a point.
Daddy, it just doesn't make sense to hire somebody to stay with Jeff and me. I'm capable of running the house and doing anything Mrs. Morley could do.
It'll be a nightmare.
Mother, how can I ever prove to you and Daddy that I'm a mature, dependable person if you don't give me the chance?
Well, it's fine with me, dear, if it's all right with your father.
Oh, you have my complete and unswerving faith. Now, let's go. Jen.
Thank you, Daddy.
Honey, there's everything that you'll need in the refrigerator. The Swiss steak for dinner. Oh, be sure to have a hot lunch, a soup, and any kind of sandwich that you want. Oh, and the plumber's going to stop by this morning to check the hot water heater.
Mother, I'll take care of everything exactly as you would.
Don't worry. Honey, we're going to be staying at the Taylors over there, and their number is in our book.
I know. Now, have a good time.
Yes, we'll be home tomorrow afternoon.
Not if we don't leave now.
We'll be all right.
Mother, don't you trust me?
Donna?
Yes, I trust you. It's just that... goodbye, dear.
Bye. Bye, Mom.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Drive carefully. Have fun.
Jeff. Jeff, do you realize what this means to me? No more Mrs. Morley.
Hooray.
Oh, now, don't act like a child. There's a lot of work to do.
Work? Hey, wait a minute. This is Saturday. I'm going fishing with Smitty.
After you've done the breakfast dishes and cleaned up the kitchen.
I knew it. Back to slavery. You know Mary's in charge of the house.
She's your boss?
Yeah. She's trying to prove something to Mom and Dad. You know, she's a big wheel, and she's efficient and trustworthy, and, well, you know.
I wouldn't have a sister.
It wasn't my idea. She came first.
Can't you wash any faster? The way you're going, the river will dry up before we get there.
White.
Hello. Mary!
I'm getting it. Hello.
Hi, Mayor. This is Janice.
Oh, hi, Jan.
What are you doing?
Oh, well, Mother and Dad are out of town, so I'm cleaning up the house. I've got a million things to do. What do you want, Jan?
Saturday's a real drag, you know. Hey, what are you doing tonight?
Well, I told you. Mother and Dad are out, so I'm in charge of the house. I have to stay home. What are you doing?
But nothing. Hey, let's do it together.
Okay.
I'll bring my records.
Where are you going?
To the beauty parlor.
To have our hair done.
Well, it's 6 o'clock sharp. Don't be late.
Okay, Sarge.
Well, I have a million things to do. I have to run. Bye.
Oh, Jeff! Jeff, you dropped something.
Hello?
Hi, Jan. What are you doing?
No date for tonight. How about you?
And the phone hasn't rung in a week. What are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm going over to Mary's. Play some records, you know. Her folks are away.
It's better than sitting around the house. Maybe I'll bring my albums and come over.
Great. Bye, Aunt.
Bye. Hello.
Hi, Ann. This is Richie. What are you doing tonight?
Well, Gardner McKay and Troy Donahue wanted me to go out, but you know old faithful me. Do you have any ideas?
Ideas I've got. Money I haven't got. Do you have any suggestions?
I sort of thought I was going over to Mary Stone's. Janice is going to be there. We're going to play some records and fool around. Why don't you come over?
Hey, that sounds great. Hello. Oh, hi, Bill. What you doing?
Say, you got any cheap ideas for tonight?
The cheapest. Ann and I are going over to Mary Stone's. You know, play some records and stuff.
Hey, that sounds real cool.
Why don't you pick up Mimi and come on over?
Crazy, man.
Small service. Oh, hiya, Bill. If you're looking for a loan, the answer's no.
Hey, what are you and Jean doing tonight?
Payday was last Monday. What do you think?
I got just the deal for you, man. Party tonight at Mary Stone's.
Crazy! Who's gonna be there?
Richie and Ann and Janice and anybody who wants to come.
Open house, huh? Sounds great. I'll pass the word.
Cool, man.
Mimi.
Sounds terrific.
What does?
What you doing? Anything I can do to help?
No, no. It's nothing really. Thank you, though. Oh, Mimi, I'm sorry. I'll have to run. There's somebody at the door.
Well, I'll see you later.
All right. All right, bye.
Good afternoon, miss. I'm Mr. Carl Pruitt, the plumber.
Yes, my mother said something about your coming.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't get here this morning. I had two plucked up sink disposals. Well, like I say, it never rains, but it pours. That's an expression we use in the trade.
The things people try to push down these disposers. Little lady, if I were to tell you, you'd never believe me. Nails, bottles, socks, shoes.
You know, I had a customer once got his tie caught in one of them. That sure was a close call. And now, what's your trouble?
It was something about the water heater.
Oh, the water heater. You know, I had four water heaters go out on me last week. Well, it's just like I say, it never rains, but it pours. Where is the water heater?
It's in the basement.
Oh. Say, little lady, you got water here on the floor. You got a leaky pipe?
I just mopped the floor.
Oh.
Hey, Mirzy, look what we got.
We hit him.
We really hit him.
Hello up there, little lady.
Yes?
You better come down here.
Hey, what are we going to do with these fish?
I don't know.
Sure like to keep them and show them to my dad.
They're pretty lively. Gotta have room to swim around.
Yeah. What have we got that's big enough?
Yeah.
Hey.
Why not?
The bathtub. I don't know. Fish in a bathtub?
They're clean, aren't they?
They live in water. Come on.
Mayor's
the answer
to
that phone.
What? Hello?
Hi, Mayor.
Scotty?
It's me. Hey, listen, what are you doing tonight?
Oh, I can't go out tonight, Scotty. My folks went away.
Oh, well, I thought we might go to a show or something.
I'd love to, but, well, they left me in charge of the house. You understand?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Well, take it easy. We'll see you at school Monday. Okay, Scotty, put $1 gas in your tank. Couldn't you take out 60 cents worth?
How come?
Well, Mary can't go out, and I don't want to ask anybody else.
Didn't she invite you?
To what?
Well, her party. All the kids are going.
Mary's having a party? Tonight? Shouldn't have opened my big mouth. That sneaky, two-faced...
Hey, Mersey, do you smell something burning? Just put the plates on the table, Jeff.
Hey, what you do with the water? The faucet's dry.
Mr. Water Heater is fi... Mr. Pruitt is fixing the water heater. Now, Jeff, everything will be back to normal very soon.
8 o'clock and no dinner. You call that normal? Boy, everything's going to pot since you took over.
Little lady, I just can't fix that water heater. You better ought to buy yourself a new one.
Oh, but you've got to fix it.
I plug up one leak and two more leaks bust out. I've been plugging all afternoon. I tell you, you just got to buy yourself a new heater.
Sir, I can't. I just can't. My mother is not at home.
Okay.
Where are you going?
I'm going out to my truck to get some plugs.
More plugs?
More plugs.
Oh. Everything's getting back to normal. Oh, sure.
Well, Jeff, if you... Ow!
What's the matter?
Oh, I burned my finger. Jeff, watch the soup.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going up to the bathroom to put something on this burn.
Oh. Bathroom? Mary! Anything, they're just swimming around.
Not hurting anything. Janice is coming over tonight.
Well, she isn't gonna take a bath, is she?
Will you answer that?
Why should I? They're just gonna want to speak to the manager anyway.
Jeff, answer the phone.
For you. Hello. I told you.
Hello.
Mary?
Oh, hello, Scotty. What's going on? I don't even know what you mean.
I just wanted to tell you, Mary, I know about the little party you're having tonight, and I want to thank you a lot.
For what?
For not inviting me.
Scotty, what are you talking about?
Go ahead, have your party. See what I care. But don't ever expect to hear from me again, because you and I are finished. Washed up forever. How do you like that?
Scotty? Scotty! Oh, Scotty. Oh. What are you doing with the hose?
I'm going to pump out the basement. Because if I don't, you, Jeff, the house, and everything in it is going to go floating away like Tom Sawyer's raft.
Oh, Jeff, that's Janice. Would you answer the door, please?
I got my hands full of soup.
Hi, Mary, I brought my record player.
What happened to you?
I'll tell you about it later. It's too much.
Little lady. I'm fighting a losing battle. You better ought to come down to the basement and see for yourself.
Do I have to?
Hey, Sarge, come and get it.
Hello.
Jeff, dear?
Oh, Mom, hi. Hey, where are you?
We're in Glenwood, but your father finished early, so we're not going to stay overnight. How are you and Mary getting along?
Oh, pretty good. I mean, fine. I mean, great. You're not coming right home, are you?
Well, we thought we'd stop downtown and have dinner first, but then we'll be home. Everything's all right, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's really great. Oh, okay. Yeah, bye.
I sympathize with you, little lady, and I know the spot that you're in with your folks not being home, but you just got to do something about that heater.
Oh, I wish they were home.
Well, you haven't got long to wait. They're coming home tonight.
Oh.
Little lady, about the heater.
Oh.
Door, Henry, it's a raid! Yeah!
Well, I like that. They said you were giving a party.
Oh, it's a masquerade party. Nobody told me.
Hey, where are you supposed to be? This is gonna be a million laughs. Come on, Harry, get those kids. Okay, gang, let's swing! Yeah!
Please help me.
What can I do?
Well, if Mother and Dad come home and find the house full of screaming kids, they'll never trust me again. Ever.
Mears, you gotta do something.
I'm exhausted. I'm fractured.
Mary, stop acting like a baby. Now look, you gave Mom and Dad a big pitch about being grown up and dependable. Well, now's your chance to prove it.
But how? I can't even think.
Well, look, what would Mom do if she were here? Well, today you're Mom.
Thank you.
Little lady, about that heater.
Mr. Pruitt, how much would a new water heater cost?
Well, let me see. Hey, I have a brand new 40-gallon job on my truck. Top name brand, glass line, and fully guaranteed. I can let you have it for, 20% off.
Put it in right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeff, I cannot answer that.
Mercy, you're doing great. Don't fall apart now.
Scotty.
Remember the transistor radio I gave you and the album and the record player? Well, I'd like them back if you don't mind.
Well, of course, Scotty. Wouldn't you like to come in?
Oh, no, you don't. I'm going to wait right here.
Neil, where's the party?
There's no party.
No party?
No party.
No party?
No party.
Scotty.
Gee, Mary, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say except I'm sorry. Well, you can have your transistor radio back if you want it.
Thank you.
And the album.
Thank you, Scotty.
And the record player.
Thank you.
You're not sore?
No, Scotty. Just pooped.
Hi, kids.
Oh, you're back.
Did you have a nice time?
Oh, wonderful. Hi, sweetie.
Oh, goodness, the house looks nice.
You got new shoes.
Yeah, do you like them?
They're beautiful.
Oh, anything happened while we were gone?
Oh, no, just the usual Saturday. Daddy, I had to buy a new water heater.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess it had to happen sooner or later.
I got it for 20% off.
Very good.
Thanks, Jeff.
The house is positively beautiful, and we're very proud of the way you managed.
We have just one little question.
A teeny-weeny one.
Hardly worth mentioning.
Trivial.
How in the world did two fish get into our
bathroom? Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.